The bottom line is that a person has to be able to tell himself no. Don't let your natural tendencies win. He did in the first parak, in the beginning. That's all he does. That's what he talks about.
That's it.
The Emunah B'Tachan is the beginning, where he establishes what B'Tachan is, what Emunah is.
Yeah.
And so
interesting
that he did.
I can't hear you.
It is interesting that he did not mention the word tzedakah. You start out a certain way, like tzedakah.
He called that shlilus. He didn't use the word chazakah, but he called that shlilus. Okay, let us move on. By the way, as a scheduling note, in Me'ir Hashem, the Siyata Dishmaya, the Siyama Masechtas Nazir is scheduled for January 4th, and Nida will start in Me'ir Hashem the morning of January 5th. In truth, as I pointed out, Rabbi Berger and myself pointed out to each other, that really Dirshu put into place what Arayis is doing 20-some years earlier, when we started doing this two and a half lot a week and having bechinas. This was, Dirshu, Rabbi Hoffman. So Rabbi Hofstetter thought about this 20-some years ago, but it never became a natural move. It became city here, city there, and it fell apart as he stopped putting his chaychus into it. It fell apart, except here in Cleveland. I don't know how many other cities are still continuing it. But it's, so really what we've been doing since 2002 is basically following his, what he's been doing, yes.
When people start worrying about in
whose name something. No, I don't mean that. That was not my intention. My intention was that I'm hoping to be able to put up a sign that we're learning the sectors need, that more people should come. That was my intention. I don't really care which credit it is. It's for sure not mine. So it's not good. Even my natural tendencies don't get involved here. Okay, let's go by turn. So at the end of the day, we heard yesterday that Rabbi Yeshua said that if there's only one person died, he has to get a partner in Ashok, and the guy should do two Nazirisin with a tzai. And Benzayma said to him, who's going to do that? On some New Testament base. Who's going to do that? We don't need that. Let the guy bring a carbon chakras rifle on Suffolk, and then let the guy bring his Isla then, and then Isla later on. He doesn't need a partner. The only reason he needed a partner in the first case is because maybe one of the two were tummy, so he had to partner up. He's alone. He can bring it all on Suffolk. And the truth is, Rabbi Shua answered him, that means you're splitting up your kabbalas. Well, the truth is, Rabbi Shua is doing the same thing, just in a different way. So, at the end of the day, Haidu Chachamim LeBen Zayma. We said the Chachamim agreed to Ben Zayma that they didn't care about Kabbalas LeChatzot. Frank the Gemara Belaisi. Frank the Gemara, why, according to Yeshua, what's wrong with Kabbalas half and half? Like, he reacts to Ben Zayma that you're telling this guy that he's bringing his island now and he's bringing his other Kabbalas later. Whereas if he has a partner, he might not be doing that. He might be saying, if it's his and if it's mine, what's wrong with bringing your kabbana, some of them now and some of them in 30 days? So to Gemara Amr Shmuler, Amr Rabbi Yeshua L'chadud Basa Tamidim. You're right. Rabbi Yeshua never meant his question. He never meant his idea of getting somebody ben Ashok. He did this. He presented it in the Beis Medrash, hoping many other Tamidim would ask what Menzayim asks. They should say to him, huh, why are you doing this? That's what he was hoping the reaction would be. Ben Zayma reacted that way. He put it out there so people should ask questions. Amar Nachman, my lever by Rabbi Shua Ledake to Lailisru, which I think means, what is, meaning, what would Rabbi Shua do to the intestines that they shouldn't smell? Because what happens is, having two people on one carbon and saying it's either mine or yours means you have to wait before you makrib the carbon, makrib the other, right, the carbon, to have to do tshnufa, right? Both have to do haircuts and then do tshnufa. So the intestines are going to sit around for an extra haircut. So what's going to keep those intestines from getting smelly? Meaning his eitza is not only not necessary, but his eitza, he just said it as a statement, causes the intestines to have to lay around so they're makuv until both people take a haircut, because having a second person delays the process, because you need two haircuts instead of one haircut. I'm not sure exactly what he meant to say by this, because the delay is not major for taking a haircut, but that's what he says. Zunkarash. Velesi, the beginning of the Gemara. I don't know where you fellows have it. I have it on Nun Tesamid Beis. To me, it's the Hachi Gassina Velesi. You have it, Dr. Harris, the Rush.
Yeah.
Lerabi Shua Parav. Dhamma Nimtazam, maybe Kurbanais of Lakatsuam. He says he brings his carbonus in half. Might have Kamina, maybe in Lakatsuam. Who cares? The Khalibas of Taminim. Enochinami. Moiduhu Lebendivre Benzaim. He agrees. But on the Kamar, the reason he said it, Shivakish Echad Lidna Kenegda, to find somebody who's willing to make this neder, this Naziris on a tribe. Would there be anybody else that asked the Zayma question? If he doesn't find a partner, not that there's anything wrong. He's Adarab, he's saying, and if he can't find anybody, I agree to Ben Zayma. He'll just bring his Karbanas half and half.
What if Ben Zayma didn't ask?
Taking
a chance.
Again, somebody must. I guess Rabbi Yeshua would have said, Rabbi, I tell you guys I'm missing it. I guess. I wasn't there, you know what I mean? My leavened Rabbi Yeshua, Ladakai Delilisri. Ladakai Hainan Miayim. Those are the intestines. Rabbi Yeshua, the Amashid, the Rachi Kenegdai. Sarukh Lahakat Snufus HaKhelev. Actually, you have to delay the waving of the Khelev. Actually, Gal Khushneyam. Until both take a haircut. The Nim Timsa, she has Shrihu Amayim. That the intestines will become smelly. Even though in the previous Mishnah when one became Tamei, we don't know which one. We had to have this double haircut that we're delaying. But that's because Hasimi Yavshalaz is Ben Yanachar. There you were stuck. Since you were stuck, you did it that way. But if you're not stuck, like why in the world is he suggesting an extra person and stop delay a haircut? It's better to do Ben Zayma's idea. Not only is Ben Zayma's idea practical and works, it's better because you're not delaying the hakrabas of the me'ayim, and it does less chance it'll become smelly. Again, I think what it's saying is, we just said Rabbi Yeshua agrees to Ben Zayma, that that's an etzah. And he's just pointing out that not only does he agree that that's an idea, it's the better idea. That's what he's saying. Yes, doctor.
In terms of the mechanics of offering innards, they have to be washed out as well. Is that the same? Can that be split off so that someone is washing out the intestines at the same time someone's doing
it? So the way I understand it is that even after it washes out, leaving raw intestines around.
This is true, but I don't see. If you're doing the haircuts, one or two haircuts at the same time, you're taking all of the intestines, stringing them out, washing them out, making sure they're squeezed out.
I can't answer the question. I'm not even going to bother thinking about it.
Which carbon is this
then? Whatever he brings at the end. At the end, he's bringing everything, right?
Zeratar.
Right. Dr. Mishnah Vaita.
Rabbi, are the spoiled intestines barred from being burned? Are they still okay halachically?
It doesn't say it will spoil it. I think it's saying he's making it susceptible to spoiling. If it does spoil,
I'm asking if it is spoiled.
This could happen any time. What if it spoils? I don't know the answer.
Because my thought here is just that this is already an unusual situation, piling on top of another unusual situation. So why would they care? He could put it in a bag in the group.
Again, I think what's happening here is somebody just commenting that even though we have two ways to do this, one is the easier way is not to get complicated with another person. So besides the fact that you don't need the other person, why bother? I think that's all it's saying. I don't think it's saying anything else, but I don't know what the halacha would be if the intestines spoil. I don't know. This is the Mishnah we've been quoting, and we finally have it in the Mishnah. Nazir Shai Tamei B'Safik U'Mukhlet B'Safik. He was a Safik Nazir Tamei, and a suffix mitzaira. Now, I love this first rush. Nazir Shaitami Besuffik. Kulay Mifarshim Lael Perik Lein Gadol. I already explained this Mishnah in the last Perik when it was brought the first time. So the rush is not going to re-explain it here. The Mishnah will tell you, and we've learned the explanation, so the rush is not going to bother re-explaining it. He says, see what I said earlier.
He just tells us where he said it.
He does. El Perik Lein Gadol. He didn't have... Let me explain. I'll tell you why. You know why? Because he didn't have the pages. These were handwritten Gemaras. They were not printed chasen with numbers on top. So therefore, the Rush could not have said, I said it on Daf Nun Vav, because there was no Daf Nun Vav. He had papers written. So he could not identify it that way. That's why. What?
Rabbi Magritte made an instrument.
I mean, he could have put it in, but there's no reason to. Not that long ago. Yes.
There's a Rosh right before that you didn't read. Is there something to be aware of?
The Rosh says, I don't like this last line about the spoiled intestines. Rishua never meant it to begin with, so why do we have to pile on? He said he never meant it. He never said it. He only said it to get a question. Not that he suggested to do with that. So why would the Gemara say, according to Rishua, it's going to be a problem of smelling intestines? Okay. Right. That's the Mishnah Vayter. So Nazir Shaitama B'Savik G'muchel B'Savik. Ayichol B'Katshim Achas Shishim Yayim. It takes 60 days to make sure that he's rid of his saras. Because again, he can't take haircuts the first 30 days. He might be a Nazir. But he might not be a Mitzayra. And he might not be a Nazir Tamek. So he has to wait 30 days and take his haircut. Then at that point, he's going to have to bring certain kabbalas, which the Gemara will go through. And then afterwards, he has to wait another 30 days because he might have been not a Mitzayra. He might have been a Nazir Tameh. Now in the second 30 days, he's a Nazir Tar, so he can't take a haircut. At the end of 60 days, he's finally finished with the chance that he was a Mitzayra. Now, there's two possibilities. If he was a Mitzayra, he wasn't a Nazir Tameh. If he wasn't a Nazir Tameh, he counted the third set. And then the fourth set, he got rid of everything besides Nazir Tar, possibly, therefore he has a fourth set. Had he been a definite Mitzayra, we wouldn't have waited for 30 days. We would have done this Tarav as soon as it's over. Because Mitzayra, we get rid of Taras. He's not counting his Naziris. So it's on hold. So we do Taras first and worry about Naziris later. But that's only when we know for sure he's a Mitzayra. If Manshu Safik, he might not be a Mitzayra, but he might be a Nazir. Hey, Nadaicha, we can't have him into a haircut. The Mishnah is explaining, why are we waiting 30 days? If he's a Mitzayra, give him the haircut now. The answer is he might not be a Mitzayra. He might be a Nazir. You can't do that.
When you say 97 days, what do you mean now?
First one right now, the other one 7 days later. Meaning, skip the 230 days. You can turn the 60 into 8. Something about right. Tana. Mamedwar Mamurim Benaziris Moetas. When is this negay? By the way, there's no rush till the end of the page. It's as he said, see Periklein Gadol. Tana, we learn. Mamedwar Mamurim, when is it 16, 120 Benaziris Moetas? In 30 day Nazirisim. Abu Naziris Bashana, if it's a year Naziris. Aichu Bekatshim Lachas Teichanim. Again, two sets. Instead of two sets being 2 times 30, it's 2 times a year. V'shaytziyayin, v'tam l'meisim lachar v'shanim. 4 sets. And since the set is a year, it's 4 years. V'tani Allah. And the Brisa now explains what happens during this 4 Naziris and 4 30-day processes. Megaleach arim v'taglachiyayis. He's going to have to take 4 haircuts. Number one, Taglachas Rishayna, the first haircut, which is at the end of 30 days. Now, at that point, he might be a Nazir. That's why he waited 30 days. He might be Mitzayra Mukhlat, who hasn't started his Tara process yet. He wasn't able to, but he might be a Nazir. He might be a Nazir Tameh. So there's 3 possibilities now. Either he's at his first haircut of Mitzayra, the beginning of the process, he might be a Nazir Tameh, and he might be a Nazir Tahar. There's 3 possibilities what this guy on day 31 has to deal with. So, for the first one, maybe Tziporim. Tziporim are the ones that he does not in the Beit HaMikdash. Those are the two birds, see the beginning of Parshas Metzaira. When he goes through the Tara process of Metzaira, he calls the Kayan out of the Machna, they have two birds, Eitz Erez, Ezov, Titalos, they dip into the water, into the blood of Hishluk, they have water and blood mixed in, they dip the whole process, the beginning of Metzaira, nothing to do with the Beit HaMikdash. This is done out of Yerushalayim. So he does that because there's nothing wrong if it's not necessary. Nothing wrong happened.
He's going to do that.
It says the law, well, yeah, it says the client comes up. So that's nothing wrong. You can do that even if you don't know what's going on. Then the chatasayv. He brings the chatasayv in case he's a nazir tamei. The chatasayv, the nazir really has to bring three kabbalas to nazir tamei. But to start counting the zirith, he can bring a chatasayv. He doesn't need any more. There's three kabbalas he has to bring. A chatasayv, an ilasayv, and an asham. Now the asham is going to be problematic, and the Gemara is going to deal with that at the end of the Amud. We never discussed it yet. And ilasayv, some say he has to bring it, some say he doesn't have to bring it. There's nothing wrong in bringing it. He can bring it and say it's a nedava, if not. But the Gemara doesn't mention it. So there's a shayla in the Rishayim. Would we make him bring an ilasayv, or just a chatasayv enough? But it's not a geyas now. Number three, Vailas Behema. And he brings an Ilas Behema in case he's a regular Nazir. So he's covered all his bases. If he's a Metzaira Mukhlut, he starts the Tara process by the birds outside. If he's a Nazir Tameh, he brings a Chatasayv, does his haircut, brings the Chatasayv, and now he can start counting the Ziris Tara. If he was neither of the two, so he was a Nazir Tahar, he brings an Ilas Behema, takes his haircut, and is ready now to go ahead. Now,
all the other items are considered nedavos then?
Which ones? Only the chatasayv. Chatasayv can come out of Sefik. Not as a nedava. Chatasayv is a carbon you can bring when you don't know.
So it's not like
that. There's no necessary chatasayv again. Chatasayv is a carbon that can be brought when you don't know.
Okay.
Next. Sniyah, at the end of the second 30 days. So now he might be at the end of the tzah. Tara process of Metzaira. And he might be a Nazir Tahar. He's for sure not a Nazir Tameh. Because if he was Metzaira, he was no Nazir. And if he wasn't a Metzaira, he took care of Nazir, Nazir Tameh in the first set. So now, at the second end of 60 days, we only have a doubt of two things. He might be at the end of the Tara process of Taras, or he might be at the end of Naziris, because he might have been a Nazir Tameh the first set, now he's a Nazir Tahar. It might be the end of the process of Tzaraas, because the first one was the beginning of Tzaraas process. He did the Tzaparim, and now he's going to get rid of his Tzaraas. So now he's up to day 60. Marashek, if he wasn't a Messiah, he did it in the first 30 days.
If he wasn't a
Messiah. So the Azir Tami was taken care of in the first 30 days.
If he was not either, then he was another
Tzapar. So then he for sure wasn't an Azir Tami.
Wait till the third time.
So the second time, only two things in the Suffolk. Either Saras or Nazir Tahar. So what does he do? Maybe Chatasayv. He brings the Chatasayv for Saras. Oilus Behema. And he brings an Oilus Behema for Nazir Tahar. Right? There's no need for Tziporim. That's taken care of. He has two things to take care of. Taras, for that he can bring a chatasayv. And again, maybe an ilasayv as well. And Tziporim. I'm sorry, and ilas behema. Shlishis, now, Taras is gone. We don't know now in the third set, is he another tummy or another tar?
I don't get it.
Only if he wasn't a Matira. If he was a Matira, Nazir Tamei hasn't kicked in yet. Messiah puts all his ears on hold. Not Nazir Tamei, can't do anything during Taras. So if he was a Messiah in the first 60 days, didn't touch his Nazir.
He might still be coming. On the second round, we still had the concern it was in the limbo kind of thing.
Again. We only bring korbanos if we finished it.
That's
you don't bring a carbon because you don't know what's going on. You bring a carbon to finish off what you might need. In the first one, you had three worries. In the second one, you had two worries. In the third one, you have two worries, a different two worries. In the second one, it might have been a Mitzayra. If it sure wasn't a Nazir Tamei. Had he been a Nazir Tamei, it would have been taken care of in the first one had he not been a Mitzayra. Is he a Mitzayra? So no Naziris is involved here.
But you still can't drink wine during that time.
Yeah, but of course not.
Okay. Be more accurate to say the Giluach is going on a certain...
I don't care how you want to word it. I'm just trying to say which Kabbalah he brings and why he brings them.
The way Asu made that charge was... The
okay. Fine. That's number three. And Revius, he's gone with everything. If he was a Messiah, he took care of it in the first two times. If he was a Messiah and a Nazir Tameh, he took care of it in the third time. So now all that's the possibility that's left is Nazir Tahar. So maybe Karban Tahara. That's what the Gemara said. And the Gemara explains itself. Amrit. Taglachas is showing him maybe. Why? Why is he bringing all these Kabbalahs? Manashach. Shabir Kamaisi. Because whatever he is, he's taking care of the problem. The Ibadai Nazirhu, Mitzairahu, Bilav Tamehu. If he's a Mitzairah and not a Nazir Tameh, Tziparim Chayvasai, he has to bring the birds, right, to start the Mitzairah process. Chatzasayv Safik. The Chatzasayv he brings is maybe he's a Nazir Tameh and Azla Likura. Right, the Kohen can't eat it. Because the Chatas Haif Habala Safik, you're allowed to bring it, you're allowed to sprinkle the blood of the Mizbeach, but Kohanim can't eat it, because it might be Nevela, because he did Malika, and Malika doesn't work on a Chatas Haif Habala Safik. You can put it in the Mizbeach, you get the Kapara, but Kohanim can't eat it. That's the law. Lailav in the Dava, in case he's another Tar, Billy Galchad, he takes a haircut. Now, why can't he take a haircut 7 days later to finish the tzaraas? Taik shivi yevsher, he can't take a haircut the next 7 days. The dilma lav muklatu, maybe he wasn't a matera. Rechvar amatar liyava roishad malais. And a nazir can't take a haircut till the end of 30 days. The Gemara is explaining, what are we making 30-day intervals for? We love matera, vada avi, right? Behu Tameh, let's say he wasn't a Mitzayra, but he was a Nazir Tameh. So Chatzasayv Chavasayv. So then when he brings the Chatzasayv, he's taking care of Nazir Tameh. But Tziporin Avroi Kamisavin. It doesn't bother us that he's doing the birds out of Yerushalayim. He can do that every day if he wants to. We don't care. It doesn't bother us. Nothing wrong with it. He's doing it out of the city. From having Chulim Bazara. Vailas Beim Avin Adab. He's explaining all the things of why he's doing it.
Why did he do this initially?
What?
Why did the Gemara do this?
Because here is where the Mishnah is. The Gemara is writing the chart. That's what the Gemara is doing. Now, right. V'ilav Mitzayrahu. V'ilav Tamehu. Let's say he's only another Tar. So, Tzibarim Avroikim is Avdin. Doesn't bother us that he's doing the birds. Outside the city, outside. Chatzasayv Likura was not necessary. It's a Chatzasayv Abala Safik. Eidlis Beim, Avich Havasai. Frek the Gemara of Abai Asham. Doesn't he need an Asham? Now, the truth is, he needs an Asham for two things. He needs an Asham for another Tameh, and he needs an Asham for Mitzayra. You can't finish Tzaraas without an Asham. And you can't finish Nazir Tameh without an Asham. And you can't bring an Asham Behema ala Safik. Chatzasayv is a special rule. We're ignoring a big problem here. The Gemara asks, what happened to Asham? What? Can't, because he might not be a Mitzvah, he can't bring an Asham. And he might be not be a Nazir Tameh, he can't bring an Asham.
He can't be converted to
a Dabar? No, well, we'll see. Now, let's remember here. So, understand the next Gemara, let's remember. Asham and Shlomim share some commonalities, but have many differences. Asham has to be shechted in the north, Slumim can be sected anywhere in the Azara. But that's not a problem. You'll sect the Slumim in the north. Hashem needs, this is the commonality, needs two pourings of the blood, throwing the blood on the two diagonal corners, so they're Slumim. No makes a difference what the blood is. Pour it on the two diagonal corners, you're good to go. Hashem doesn't need any other things. Slumim needs smicha, you have to lean on it. Nesachim, and Shnufas Chaz V'Shaik. You have to bring libations, and you have to wave the Chaz V'Shaik. Hashem doesn't need those things.
Can't do it.
No, so it depends. Here comes the clincher. Hashem has to be eaten that day, and Shlomim gets an extra day. And Hashem, that's not a problem either. Hashem has to be eaten by Kahanim, Shlomim can be eaten by everybody. But Hashem has to be eaten that day, and Shlomim cannot be eaten. Can be eaten a day later. So now the question is, there's a machlokes of Timon and Rabbanon. Do we allow a person who's in this situation, where he's stuck, to bring an Hashem and say, if I'm not chayiv in Hashem, this should be a Shlomim, and keep the chumras of both? Shechted and Tzafen, only Kahanim should eat it, only for one day. At the same time, bring libations and do tenufa and do smicha, and everything will be wonderful. Or do we say you can't bring a carbon shlomim and limit it to one day? You're setting up a possible shlomim for nicer, because that night in the morning it's going to turn into nicer. And if it's a Shlomim, it shouldn't turn into Nitzer. So you might be causing a Shlomim to turn into Nitzer by bringing this Hashem on a condition. If Shimon says, listen, this guy is stuck. You could, but what if you can't finish it that day? The next day it's going to become Nitzer because of you. Because you put this Shlomim in that situation. So if Shimon says, you have no other option. If not, this guy will be stuck the rest of his life as a Sabbat Messiah, a Sabbat Tameh. And Rav Hanan say, we can't help him. It's just the way it is. He'll be stuck. We'll see him next week.
Because it's nicer, then
you might make it nicer.
That's an Averim by itself?
You know, I don't leave it up to love.
Why would that stop him from being finished with his...
He has to bring an Asham. And he might not be a Messiah.
Once he brings it,
he can't bring it. We're not letting him bring it. He's not chayiv in Hashem. How can we let him bring it?
Eventually,
I got it. I don't get it.
Okay.
A Messiah needs an Hashem. We don't know if he's a Messiah.
Okay, so the
Hashem
is one day. You have to finish.
In one day, one night, yes.
And if they leave it over,
it becomes nicer.
Why would that preclude him from becoming kahar?
We're not going to let him bring the carbon and set this up.
Yep. Because
it might become nicer.
And that will preclude him from becoming...
No, it won't, but we're not going to let him bring the carbon. We don't allow somebody to bring a carbon that might turn into nicer. But when it's not necessary. Every time a guy brings an Hashem, it might turn into nicer. But that he has to bring, and we hope that it gets finished in time. Here, if it's a Shlomim, he doesn't have to finish it. The next morning, we're not going to let anybody eat it, and it might be a Shlomim that should be eaten, and we're not letting him eat it. Zogin Rabbanon, we don't allow such a carbon on the Mizbeach. I want to read it inside. Zogin Gemar Babay Hashem, Reb Shimoni, the Amr Mais Yomasti. He says it's going like Reb Shimon that says you can bring it and make a condition. Zogin Rush, Amrit, Kamay Amr Mar, Reb Shimoni, the Amr Beperik Atarugas and Beperik Basra Deniza. He says in Zvachim, and in the last parak of Nida, the Maisi Hashem, who masli b'shlamim, he brings an Hashem and makes a condition b'shlamim. V'leichayish amazir m'may in zman achilasai. Doesn't bother us that he's limiting the time of eating it, who may be kachim or may sapsul, and might be bringing kachim to be pasul. Yes, doctor. Doctor, I'm going to have to ask you again. You can't expect my... I'm an old man, and my ears don't work like they used to, and I can't hear you. So either you have to bring a microphone, or you have to speak up.
John, you're still young. I'm an old man, and I have trouble talking loudly. So you're using the term saying turn into Gnosis. Is the problem that there's actually a transubstantiation into a change of the meat into Gnosis, or that it falls into the lux of Gnosis and you have Kutchum, which is being burnt unnecessarily?
Again, we don't have to burn it the first day. We can wait an extra day. We can wait an extra day. I thought you could hear well. We can wait an extra day.
Okay. Not worrying about it turning, smelling rotten. So it actually changes its status, not from something which is going to be burnt as Nusser, but into Nusser itself.
Correct, correct. Something in my right term. Okay, so we explained the first Taglachas. We added a piece that we didn't know till now. We added the Usher piece. Taglachas Shnei Ushlishis.
How do we get around it?
We said going like Shimon. It can only, this whole thing can only work according to Shimon that lets you say it might be a Shlomim and takes the chance that it will come nicer. Taglachas Shnei Ushlishis, in the second and third one, Tziparim Leitzarech. We don't need the birds outside of Yerushalayim now, because if it was a Messiah, we took care of it already. The Hobbit, you did it already. Mayika. So here, it depends on the second and the third. On the second, he might have to finish his Saras. On the third, he might have to finish his Nazir Tameh. Both bring the same carbon. Chatasai Kabbalah Safik. They'll Mavadei Mukhlitu, right? Maybe he was a Messiah. So Chadal Safik Sifroi. The Chadal is Sabbath to Masai. At the end of two, you bring the Chatasayif in case he was a Mitzairah. And in the third one, you bring the Chatasayif in case he was an Ashramah. And in each of those, you would have to add an Ashram according to Shimon, which we never mentioned. We just mentioned it now, but it hasn't been mentioned till now. I'm sorry?
What is Sifra?
Is it 7 days
after?
Yeah, Sifra, whatever you want to call it. I don't know how to trample. How did you pronounce it?
Sifra,
that's right, by the way. Taglachas Revis may be carbon tahiro masni. Taglachas Revis, he's finished with everything else. He might have taken care of his iris already because he doesn't know if he was coming or he might not have. So now he makes it tzai, either in the double or it's my iris. Rashi, I mean, have you chad el sabik sifra, have you chad el sabik to masai? Pirish. Chad el sabik to taglachas shniya. On the second haircut, have you the sabik to my sifra. Taglachas shlishes, have you the sabik to my sifra. Second and third, the same carpet. Yeah, okay. I'm very happy to hear. Now, here we go. What's his condition? Now he's speaking out. What he speaks out of the last one. The Vade Nazaru. If he was a Nazir and not a Mitzairah and not a Tzavik Tamei, to Eila Rishay Nechayva, when he brought to Eila the first time, he did his Naziris, with Unadava. Vim Tamei Mukhlet, who, if he was either Tamei or Mukhlet, and therefore the first one couldn't count. So Eila Rishay Nechayva, Vizu Chayva Vizesh Arkabana, and he brings the rest of his Karpatara. So what the Gemara did is it went through the four, but added a new piece called Asham, which has to be brought at the end of the second 30 days and the third, first 30 days, second 30 days, third 30 days. And each of them has to be made a t'nai, that if he's not chayiv Asham, it's a shlomim. And the Rabbanan say, we can't help this guy. He's stuck. Now the Gemara gets into new cases, okay? It's not complicated. It sounds complicated, but it's not. The Gemara is now going to call. We talked about a guy who might be a Nazir Tamei, who might be a Mitzairah, might be neither. Now we're going to set up different cases and see what's necessary for these different cases.
Rabbi said that for the Rabbanan, there's no Eitzah, right?
No Eitzah.
What happened?
He lives, he makes himself a house out of Yerushalayim, and he furnishes it with very expensive furniture if he wants to, and he lets his hair grow. He's had his hair grow for a while. I mean, for a long while. And it's machlokes if he can live with his wife. According to one man, the Amri can. According to one man, no, he probably can't. By the way, one minute. Yeah, he probably can. According to one man, the Amri, there's a machlokes in Mike Cutton whether a Mitzayra Mukhlet can live with his wife or not. During the 7 days, he can't live with his wife. There's a machlokes Tanoim. whether a Mitzayra Mukhlet can live with his wife or not. It's interesting that according to Waman the Amorite, while he's a Mukhlet, he can live with his wife during the 7 days he can't, but that's not for here and now. And, he lives happily ever after. Maybe not so happily ever after.
Food he touches becomes tummy.
What?
Food he touches becomes tummy.
Yeah, but then again, now, he lives this way the rest of his life. Who cares about what happens to him? I told you, Yisroel HaMelech was a Mitzayra for 25 years out of the Ephraim. They built him a palace and a cemetery. That means everybody knew that you don't go because they're tummy, because the whole cemetery is tummy. And he lived there for 25 years. And he probably had servants. And he probably was served good food.
He's the only one that lived in a cemetery.
That's because he was a king.
Right.
So he took care of everybody else has to build him. By the way, I'm going to say something that might be shocking. A Mitzayra can live in Tel Aviv, or Bnei Brak,
right,
or Tzfat. Except he better put a sign on his door, I'm a Mitzayra, stay away.
Well, most
if he's a Mitame. Yeah, he's a Mitame. He might be Mitame. He walks into shul and sits down, he might be Mitame, yeah. Everybody in the room. He's davening b'yechidus, unless they have a Tzaraas minyan. Minyan anche Mitzayra.
He's going to be with other people?
He's Mitame them.
A Mitzvah has to be out of Machane anyway. He's supposed to be alone, right?
Again, Badad Yeshev, right.
Right.
Whatever Badad Yeshev means.
But with other Taras people, he's allowed to be...
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, you can make a minyan. They can all stay in their own Dalai Lamas.
Haftorah.
Yeah, the four Mitzvah and we're together, right. True. Okay, so let's move on. Tamei Safik Umuchlud Vadai. Okay, here we are. The guy's a definite Mitzayra. But he might be another Tamei, might not be. But he's a definite Mitzayra. So he can take a haircut right away. He's a Mitzayra. The Nazir doesn't interfere. Here he is. He might be another Tar. No, he's not another Tar. He's a Mitzayra. But he also might be another Tamei. Means he was a Nazir. In the middle of his Naziris, he got Tzaraas. He might have become Tamei and got Tzaraas. For sure got Tzaraas. Once he for sure got Tzaraas, we shelve Naziris and we take care of his cross. So he can take a haircut now and 7 days from now. He doesn't have to wait 30 days for a haircut. He's a Mitzayra. So this person, Tamei Safik, Umuchlet Vadai, Eichu Mikachim Lachashmai Neyamim. He gets rid of his Tzaraas in 8 days. At the end of 8 days, he's now finished with his Tzaraas.
Did we skip a step?
What did I skip?
Did we skip Mukhlet Safik with Tamei Vadai?
I'm before you. You're ahead of me.
Yeah. Why can he touch him?
Because he's not a Mitzayra. Nothing can he touch him.
A Tamei
one? Well, he takes care of his Tzatumba. He has his Shlishu Shvi.
Oh, he kills those at the same time.
Yeah, that he can do. Why not?
Oh, okay. I didn't see that.
Now he needs 60 more days. It might be another Tamei, it might not be another Tamei. So he has to wait 30 days to take care of Nazir Tamei, and another 30 days to take care of Nazir Tar. So this guy, instead of having 120 days, has 67 days. He's cut it by a lot because he's a definite Mitzayra. Zunk Darash. Subject Tamei Mukhlet Vadai. Eichu Bekachim Lachaches Yamin. Ki Yoyim Rishon in Jerusalem Migaleich Lechalutai. He can take right away a haircut. Ve Yashem Chutz Lal Yisai Yamin. Count 7 days. Ve Yoyim Azai Migaleich Pampes. Bechess, maybe Karbonai Sabai Ve Yoyim, he brings the carbon on day 8. Ve Eichu Bekachim Yari, can he catch him right away? The Gemara says after 8 days, Lav Davka. The Rashi means after 7 days. The 8th day, he can eat Kachem already. Day 8 starts counting the Naziris. But he doesn't know if it's Tamei or Tar. Day 31 after day 8. Day 8 counts as 1, right? Counts now 30 and then 1 to bring his carbon, right? The kibbutz shenita mitzaratoi ain't a megaleich ha'adayim ha'melauf k'sar nazirim like every other nazir. Avam bishadayin ain't a shayt siyayin b'tamel amesim the shemen nazir tamahoya. That first one, meaning after 31 days after day 8, will not allow him to drink wine because he might have been a nazir tamay and now starts the nazir's tara. which is day 38. Starts day 1 towards Tara. Which is day 68. After 67, the Hainu Yom Samaches. The Gemara's going to talk about it, but it doesn't really work anyway, but we'll see in a minute. Why don't we leave it for the Gemara? Later. Now we give you a new case. Mukhlet Safik, he's a Safik Matzaira, the Tamei Vadai, but he's for sure a Nazir Tamei. So now he's got to go through 60 days to get through his Saras. Because he might not be a Matzaira, he might yes be a Matzaira. He might, but he's definitely a Nazir Tamei. So he, if he's not a Matzaira, is a Nazir Tamei. If he's a Nazir Tamei, he can take a haircut 7 days later. So he can get rid of his Saras. He's a definite Nazir Tamei. He was a Nazir, he became Tamei and Matzaira at the same day. So now, he might be a Matzaira. We don't know if he's a Matzaira. But he's a Nazir Tamei. What's the halacha of a Nazir Tamei? He can take a haircut 7 days later. What's the halacha of a Matzaira? He can take a haircut 7 days later. They're both in the same position. The only difference is... What? The initial cut he can't do. So he has to wait 7 days and do the initial cut. Then 30 days. Put him a second Matzaira cut. Then another 30 days for Tar. So let's see what it says. So he's Mukhlet Safik B'Tamei Vadai. So he has to wait 37 days to finish his Saras. The first haircut, he waits 7 days. He doesn't have to wait 30 days for that. He waits 7. After 7, he waits another 30, because he might be a Nazir Tar, might be a Matzaira. Right? And he now does 30. Now he's finished his Saras on day 37.
Can you touch him yet?
You can even touch him. Why not?
Doesn't he have to have
the second
haircut?
Yeah, take the haircut at 37.
So that's when he starts eating
kachup. Right. V'shoy tziyayin v'tam l'meisim v'achashivim v'abor yomim. Now he needs another 37 days. Because if he was a Matzaira, the Nazir Tamei didn't count. So he does 7 days as a Nazir Tamei. Because he's a definite Nazir Tamei. So the Marashah, was he a Matzaira? He does his Nazir Tamei now. Was he not a Matzaira? He took care of his Nazir Tamei the first 7 days. So now, he can take a haircut on day 44 and start counting the Zeres Tara 74 and finished. Because he's a definite Nazir Tamei. And he's only a Suffolk Matzaira. So we don't know if he took care of Nazir Tamei, but all he needs is 7 days. No, we did not. The Rush said he doesn't know. There are other people that say Shatim, but the Rush said he didn't know. So because the Rush said he didn't know, I didn't feel it necessary to go into the other Shatim. There's a Chazanish on it. There's other people. I think Rabbi Nowarzko said a Shat back then. When...
Something written on the side, there was another person there.
Something like that. It's not so simple, but I'm not getting there. But the Rush says he doesn't know, so if the Rush doesn't know, I feel very comfortable not knowing. I'm in good company. Let me explain something. If the Rush said he didn't know, and other people know, the Rush knew what those people know, and said no to that. That's what it means. The Rush thought about every possible answer that anybody else can come up with.
Who are
Kemper? Achraim. So another recent says of Shad, it's a Machlaik is a Shadim. But I don't think it's a Shad. Right. That's what happens by this guy. Dr. Rush. Mukhlut Safik Batami Vadai. Oyhu Bekacha Machalam Mitzayim Yamim. The Mahachar Shayna Mukhlut Vadai. He absolutely like a Leach Miyad. He's not a Vadai Mitzayra. Elo Mazah Gimel Bazayin. Megaleach beches has a Nazir Tamei, or maybe carbon Nazir Tamei, or maybe tziparim l'sabik halutai, and he brings birds in case he's a Matzaira. because maybe he's not a Mitzayra. Ubayoyim Lamed, the Hainu Lamed Zayim Lenaziris, Megaleach. The Kivu is yes, all of Sabbath Saras, Megaleach, Ubayoyim Lamed, get depressed, Hillel. Does it 30. Ubayoyim Lamed Ches, Yogi Oilus Behema, the Sabbath Naziris Tara. He brings it Oilus Behema, the Chata Saif, the Sabbath Saratai, and the Chata Saif in case he's a Mitzayra, Goyhu Bekachim by Beyoyim. The Shema Mukhlet, but maybe he was a Mukhlet. Those two haircuts were for Taras. The next another 7 days, Yigaleach Gibul the Tamasai takes his third haircut for another Sunday. Yai Mamet Ches, Oilu Elaminyan Hashvit Shiva, and day 38 counts. Yai Maches, Yaskol in this Nazir Tara. Megaleach Yai Mamet Aleph, Vahayin of the Kamer, Vishayin Siyayin, Batam Elamesim, Achar Ayin Dayan Yamim, on day 75. Because what happens is, on day 7, he takes his first haircut. Day 8, he starts counting 30 days in case he's a Nazir. Day 37, he takes his second haircut. Day 38, he brings his second set of Kurbanos and starts counting another 7, which brings him to day 44. Day 45, he starts counting his last set, which ends on day 74. And on day 75, he brings his carbon, and he's good to go. Now we go to the last case. Tamay vaday, umuchlet vaday. What if this guy is a definite Mitzayra, definite Nazir Tamay? No suffix. So he's very easy. He can take a haircut 7 days. First now, he's a definite Mitzayra. Another haircut 7 days later, get rid of his Taras. Another haircut 7 days later, to get rid of his Nazir Tamay, and then count 30 days. Because he knows what he is. He's not a Suffolk Mitzayra, he's not a Suffolk Nazir Tamei. He takes a haircut now, and then in 7 days, on day 8 he brings his carbon Saras, right. All of them, because he was a definite Mitzayra. Then he counts another 7 days for Nazir Tamei. He's a definite Nazir Tamei. After 7 days.
So 30 plus 14.
That's right, exactly. Because he does his Hazor Shlishu Shvi, he can eat Kachim. He doesn't have to wait to get rid of the Taras to do his Hazor Shlishu Shvi. You can get rid of Tumas Mace while a guy is a Mitzayra. After Taras.
Right.
And day 8.
It's another
Tummy
for another 7 days.
So he is, but he can eat Kachim. Another Tummy can eat Kachim. He got rid of his Tumas Mace. He's not rid of his Nazir Tamei because he didn't bring his Kabbalas, but he's rid of his Tumas Mace. He's a Tardika person walking around as a Nazir Tamei. So this person is and he can drink wine and be Matam Lamezim at day 44.
His haircut is not Mamea, his the haircut of a Nazir Tamei.
No, he can become tar.
Right. The haircut's not.
The rush. Tamei vaday umuchlet vaday. Oichu mekachim lacha ches yamim. The kibish umuchlet vaday megalech v'yam alav v'yam azayin. Maybe Nazir Tamei. V'yam azayin maybe. It means in the 8th day he brings the carbon. Nazir Tamei maschu by v'yam limasam ojai. Meaning another 7 days he's Nazir Tamei. And megalech v'yam lamed alav. Line is the karma, shayse yayin, but I'm amazed to make him have dollar jam, yes. Right away, for Taras. He's a Mitzayra of Vadai.
Taras, that's day 1.
He takes haircut day 1. Haircut day 7. Haircut day 14. No, he takes 7. Day 7. From day 1, it counts as 1. Kabbalah's on day 8. Nazir starts on day 8. Ends on day 14. Vincent Kabbalah's on day 15. Start this is Iris Tara. Everybody have a wonderful day.